Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Fierce fighting on Libya's front line. Anti-aircraft artillery send a hail of gunfire into the sky over Ras Lanuf, some 340 miles east of the capital Tripoli, as Libyan warplanes launch at least four airstrikes in the area.
There is the report from the front lines. Violence between the rebels and the government troops continues, and that's where we start this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, your overview, everything you probably need to know to discuss intelligently what's going on in Libya and how it impacts us here, no matter where here is. I guess there are a lot of people who are listening, I'm hoping. There are a lot of people listening here in America and around the world at DougSteffen.com. As we get started on the countdown reviewing this issue, we go to CBS correspondent Edward Uranian, who here talks to host Jane Foy and Rick Daniels about possible military involvement in Libya, not just from us either.
We saw on Arabiya TV about an hour ago the key figure on the Libyan Provisional Government Council in Benghazi. He's the former Justice Minister, Mustafa Abdul Jalil, and he said there would be no negotiations with Colonel Gaddafi and that he had one choice, which was to, quote, leave Libya. He said also there was no international mediation going on and no other countries were involved. I tend to suspect that that's not the case, but that's what he said.
Well, why would you suspect that is not the case? That you think that there are other countries involved in negotiations?
Well, I believe that obviously the British were involved in trying to make contact with the provisional government over the weekend. Their people were sent out. Apparently, the people from the provisional government did not want to contact the British government at this point. I'm not sure why, obviously. Also, I assume that the Italians, who have major interest in Libya, would possibly have been trying to contact them as well, although I have no confirmation of that.
If the provisional government is turning away the British, they're not responding to the Italians, but as I understand it, they are asking someone, whether it's the United States or the UN, for the no-fly zone or for some help in that area. So who do they want to come in and help?
Well, I think the obvious mediator is the Arab League. The Arab League head, Amr Moussa, has good contacts with many people in countries like Libya. I don't know per se that he's been contacting them, but I assume he has. He did say during the meeting on Friday of the Arab League here in Cairo that they were considering a no-fly zone in conjunction with the African Union, and I assume that they were contacting the provisional government in Benghazi as well over that, but they did not finally endorse a no-fly zone, just they said they were considering one. And yesterday, the Gulf Cooperation Council met and said that they did endorse a no-fly zone, and they hoped that the Arab League would do likewise.
Obviously, they've said, including British Foreign Secretary William Hague yesterday, very outspoken about it, saying that it would require regional support before the UN or any group of countries would go in with any kind of no-fly zone. There are reports, though, again, that the Gaddafi government has used helicopters firing on civilians and not just munitions dumps.
Yes. Well, we had reports this morning of four separate airstrikes on the town of Ras Lanuf, which is halfway between Sirte, which is still controlled on the coast by Colonel Gaddafi's people, and Benghazi, which is controlled by the provisional government. Ras Lanuf was the farthest point to the west that the rebels held or appear to still be holding. But the reports indicated that at least the first two strikes missed their targets, and there have been correspondent reports all along that these planes appear to be intentionally missing their targets. So there's a question as to whether the people in the planes really want to do damage down below.
800-510-8255. Do we need to militarily be involved in Libya? Are we feeling like this is a big sham? Here's host Jason Lewis with a focus on mistakes that we make.
This is really getting dangerous now. And I don't mean dangerous for Gaddafi. He's done. He is toast.
It's getting dangerous for, dare I say, once again, the armchair warriors who seem hell-bent on invoking the American military at every turn. And by that I mean going to war in another Middle Eastern country. Let me give you a little background on what's going on before the those people pounding the war drum, who, by the way, in the last few years were Gaddafi's biggest boosters. Well, maybe not boosters, but certainly were silent, much like they were on Hosni Mubarak. And I'm getting a little exasperated with this. Well, America's got to get involved. Now we've got to enforce a no-fly zone, as was said by none other than John McCain. Why the Republicans are listening to John Teddy Roosevelt McCain anymore is beyond me. But let me give you the background. Go back to, the man behind the bomb that brought down Pan Am Flight 103 in 1988. The man behind the bombing at the LaBelle Discotheque in Berlin, killing a number of Americans. Go back to the time when Ronald Reagan bombed targets near Tripoli. And then Libya or Muammar Gaddafi went into his cave, and we didn't hear from him for a while, thankfully. Then fast forward to 2003, and the United States goes into Iraq, makes short shrift of Saddam Hussein, and all of a sudden, what happens then? Through negotiations with the CIA and London's MI6, we cut a deal with Gaddafi. The United States of America, the man that brought down 103, the man that bombed American servicemen in Berlin, we might have made a deal with him. It reminds me of the line by Henry Kissinger years ago. It is very, very dangerous to be an American enemy. To be an enemy of America is very, very dangerous. It is even less safe to be its friend. So now we cut a deal with Gaddafi in 2003. He disowns his weapons of mass destruction, so he says. He promises to stay away from terrorist groups. We send an ambassador to Tripoli. We allow Libya to open an embassy in Washington. We stop blocking Libyan efforts to join the UN committees. We basically had open relations with Libya and Gaddafi. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice even visited Libya, I believe, in 2008? Now we are being told that we must oust Gaddafi. Now, look, let me be clear about this. No one in their right mind sheds any crocodile tears for this lunatic. He ought to go, and it is heartening to see the people of Libya rise up and revolt against Gaddafi. They will eventually throw him out. It was heartening to see them kick out Hosni Mubarak, and it didn't require any American aid. But the United States has found itself in that we've got to quit this sort of contradictory and incoherent foreign policy where, on the one hand, you're our enemy, then all of a sudden you're our friend, then when the people revolt against you, you become our enemy again. You know, I hear a lot of saber rattling, a lot of bellicose rhetoric about, we can't be seen as weak in the Arab world. We've got to be strong. Well, the only thing the Arabs know is strength. No, what we're seeing is vacillating. What we're seeing shifting our alliances every other month, every other year, every other decade, that sends an even worse message to our friends and to our foes. We need a policy of more non-interventionism. And indeed, instead of talking about a no-fly zone enforced by the United States military, we ought to be giving rhetorical encouragement, a humanitarian aid, but we cannot invoke the United States military or NATO in this.
All right, so that's his point of view. What's yours? We'll be taking calls in a few minutes on this. As time allows, several other things we want to get to during this hour of the countdown that are being, they are a focus. There's big stuff going on. Some of the same things we've been talking about for the last week or so. Price of gasoline certainly impacted by this. But as we have time, we'll just see how we are with your calls and where we go. There are some people who want to talk about Gitmo and the changes there. All this up and coming here on the countdown, 16 past the hour.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop
in the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the warranty guarantee.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
If you have dark circles and under-eye bags, we have some exciting news. We want to celebrate selling our millionth jar of Hydralyze Advanced Under-Eye Cream, and we're giving away as many risk-free trials as we can in the next 24 hours. To take part in our million jar celebration, call 1-800-754-6806 in the next 24 hours to find out how you can try Hydralyze free for 30 days. The clinically proven ingredients in Hydralyze visibly erase dark circles and under-eye bags, whether they're due to stress, aging, fatigue, even your diet. It works so well, we've sold 1 million jars. Now we want to celebrate by letting you try it absolutely risk-free. All celebrations have to come to an end, so this radio offer will not last forever. If you suffer from dark under-eye circles and bags, this is your chance to visibly erase them risk-free. Call now for your risk-free trial of Hydralyze. If lines are busy, call again. That's 1-800-754-6806. 1-800-754-6806.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive... Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did Old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
800-510-8255. Doug Steffen with a focus on Libya here on the countdown as we get started. Forces loyal to Gaddafi launching a violent attack on the rebel-controlled city of Zaiwa. That, according to witnesses there, the government artillery tanks rolling into this city, which is about 30 miles from Tripoli, their capital, showering buildings with bullets. It kind of reminds me, as I look at the pictures of what I saw when I was in Sarajevo, buildings all pillared, banged up, shot up, and then after the war is over, you go back even a few years later and you see these buildings and you wonder how one group of people that are supposedly together. It's an amazing statement or indictment on humanity, actually, all of this stuff. One guy gets the power, and, human beings aren't growing at all. We have the same emotions. We do handle our disputes the same way as we have forever. What in the hell's the matter with us? Here's John in Connecticut with some thoughts on Libya.
My thing is that the United States should not get involved except a humanitarian basis. People should not forget, the United States did have military bases pre-1969 in Libya. And that was one of the main reasons of the Gaddafi coming to the for a Gaddafi coup, because they linked that basis with Arabs' defeat in 1967 war. And people should not forget that. This is a tribal war. They should sort themselves out. The United States should not get involved except on a humanitarian basis. Third parties.
Pretty much they've been doing it without us over there anyway. What are they? Let them fix their own. I'm with this guy. Let them fix their own problems. And we need to fix our problems by getting away from using their oil. 21 after on the countdown.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack.
Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Babies.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Taking your calls in a matter of moments here, 800-510-8255, bouncing through some of the input from Talk Radio and Talk Television. As we sort of summarize in this circumstance, Libya, the issue of a no-fly zone. Bob Schieffer here talks to Senator John Kerry about that idea.
Let's just talk about this whole idea of fly zone, because the Secretary of Defense, Mr. Gates, is a little dubious about that. He says basically that's going to war, because he says if you're going to have a fly zone, you've got to go in there and bomb their anti-aircraft installations there. Well, if you're going in and bombing the country.
That's actually not the only option for what one could do. One could crater the airports and the runways. And leave them incapable of using them for a period of time. I don't think this is going to be a long-term kind of thing, frankly. That's just my judgment. But I think that if you were to have one, it's not going to be like Iraq or Bosnia for the long term. That's number one. Number two,
Senator, I think what always concerns people, people always say that when we start to get into these things. They say this is not going to be for the long term. They said that about World War One.
I said I'm making that judgment about a no-fly zone. It's not a very big air force. We're not talking about this gargantuan kind of force that we face. But more importantly, I would only consider its implementation if Gaddafi himself were using it as a means of terror, as a means of massacring large numbers of civilians. And I think it is only then that the global community would begin to say, uh-oh, we got to do something. Now's the time
to do that under a UN sponsorship.
It is preferable. You don't have to do it under that, but it is clearly preferable to have either UN, NATO sanction. But leaving that aside, there are many other things that can happen in between. I think the administration has done a terrific job of, number one, the president's statement could not have been more clear. The president has said Gaddafi has to go. That's an important message to everybody in Libya and around Libya. Secondly, we have engaged in major humanitarian lift. We have made the presence of American military felt for that purpose. But there's always lurking in their minds the question of what else might they do. Third, I think we have the ability in the next... They have frozen and seized over $30 billion of his assets and made it clear that those assets will be made available to the opposition. in order to begin to develop the new Libya and to do what they need to do in the days ahead. That's very significant. And I think that there are other things we can do in the days ahead to bolster the opposition.
Humanitarian aid, military.
We're providing that. There were four aircraft yesterday that flew in that took people to Egypt, I think to Tunisia. There's humanitarian assistance being provided.
What about military aid?
I think that's a trickier, but I assume that a lot of weapons are going to find their way there from one means or another over the course of the next weeks.
Do you think it is in the United States of America's national interest that Gaddafi has to go? We know it's in the interest of the Libyan people, but is it in our national interest?
Yes, it is, because if Gaddafi stays, there is no question that he will be mischief in the days ahead as he has been in the past. And furthermore, I think what is happening all across the Middle East is in our strategic national interest. If we have emerging democracies, people who come out who say to Al-Qaeda, look, we didn't have one suicide bomber. We didn't have one violent, sort of explosive act against the West or somebody to make a dramatic statement. We took matters into our own hands with respect to our own government, and we have produced change. That just, that's not an Iranian moment. It's not an Al-Qaeda moment. It's the people of Libya attaching themselves to the very values and principles that we have espoused for so many years in that region. And I think if these countries do reform and they do give greater voice to their people and there is greater opportunity, economic opportunity, and people are enfranchised as a result, Bob, that is of enormous consequence to all of us with respect to relationships in the Mideast, to the war on terror as we have known it and as it might be defined in the future.
My grandfather got me started collecting coins when I was very young, and after all these years, I still get a special kick out of holding a classic U.S. gold coin in my hand. After all, millions of them were melted down during the Depression, so a classic U.S. gold coin is really hard to find these days. But now, the New York Mint is releasing a small hoard of classic U.S. gold coins that was recently discovered in the vault of a bank in Paris, France, of all places. All of them are uncirculated and over 100 years old. Well, I had to call. I mean, who knows when they'll ever find a collection of gold coins like this again. And once they're gone, they're gone. So, if you want to get your hands on a classic U.S. gold coin, you better call now.
Don't miss your chance to own a valuable piece of American history. For free historical information and free collector's DVD, call now. 1-800-914-1029. That's 1-800-914-1029. 1-800-914-1029.
When you're considering buying your first home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. Come by Wells Fargo today and we'll sit with you, answer all your questions, and work with you step by step through the process of buying your first home. A Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval lets real estate agents and sellers know you're a serious buyer because you're credit approved. That way, you'll be ready to go out and make an offer with confidence. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A., Equal Housing Lender.
Live from Progressive.
Soul again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Edible egg.
Talk radio coast to coast.
Talk radio in review. This is everything you need to know about the latest coming up review of what talk hosts and callers are saying about Gitmo from radio and television. Though we're back to Libya. For a few more moments, here are Tom Rivers talking to Dave Hogan and Carl Swan on their radio program. Rivers is an ABC reporter about the countries that are trying to help the people of Libya.
A lot of development. Every day there's developments, even over the weekend. We've got to keep tracking this thing. And a couple of fronts. Let's start in Geneva. We've got Hillary Clinton there along with foreign secretaries from a number of other countries, including Britain, France, Germany, Italy. They're all wanting to sing from the same sheet. We're expecting a final communique coming out of there in a few hours, but we'll see what happens. Right now, France is doing something on its own, saying it's going to get transport planes to drop humanitarian aid into Benghazi in the east. And the question is, how much financial humanitarian aid can the West give without giving, you know, what you don't want to do is send crates of ammo and guns because that may backfire on you down the road somewhere. Yeah. So it's a difficult one at this stage of the game.
We're hearing the phrase civil war bandied about now. Do you think it's gotten to that?
You know, it's a great question, and we're all watching it closely because we can't, you don't know which way the domino is going to fall. Mm-hmm. But the big thing to watch right now is this town about 30 miles west, as you probably know, of Tripoli. Mm-hmm. Sahara, and it's about a town of about 200,000. The rebels now control this town. It's so close to the stronghold of Tripoli. Everybody's watching it. And the question really is now, because you've got, in essence, pro-Qaddafi forces encircling this town. Now, this thing could be a bloodbath, or, as we've seen in days gone by, more and more elements of the Qaddafi military saying, look, this is not worth fighting. We're on the losing side of this equation. We're just going to put down our arms and walk away. We don't know where it's going to go. That's why we got to keep watching this one very closely.
Tom, are there any foreign nationals who are still in Libya that need some help getting out?
You know, there's probably a few stragglers. Most of them are out now using ships, using cargo transport planes, using also chartered commercial planes. That's kind of worked its way through the system. Just about everybody that wants to go has. There still probably are a few pockets. There may be, you know, who knows, in the next day or two, a mop-up kind of flight saying, you know, whoever can possibly get on this thing, get to the airport or, you know, get to this port, get on this thing, because we're really running out of avenues at this stage.
You know, the Gaddafi brothers, the sons there, it almost sounds like a vaudeville act. The Gaddafi brothers, and kind of the way they're acting, too, have seemed to have relented in the last 24 to 36 hours and have let some Western correspondents in with the idea that they want to talk to them to try to put the best face on this. My partner, Dave, here, said it reminded him of Baghdad Bob back then. All is calm. Everything is okay. Do not worry. Are you seeing that?
We're seeing some of that, too. You're absolutely right. After trying to shut things down, they said, well, I guess that didn't do very well for us, so we decided, let's bring them on in. Some in, they brought some down to this town of Zahira yesterday, and to say, you know, look at guys, we've got people here that are on our side, and they get there, what are they confronted with? Anti-Qaddafi protesters. So, you know, whatever way at this stage of the game, Qaddafi brothers are on the losing side of the equation.
We had heard, and I suppose it's still the case, that the Qaddafis themselves had been importing mercenaries from Chad, from Sudan, and this sort of thing. Are they still playing a role in this?
Well, again, anecdotally, we've heard these reports, and we've seen now documented footage of individuals from Chad that are being held by the rebels. How did they get there? Well, you know, I guess they were flown in.
Yeah.
How many of them? We don't know, but it certainly was a strategy of Qaddafi to put these people out there and to shake up his own people from his own country.
How many of you have heard the other discussions about other regions in turmoil? Their groups and demonstrations in Yemen. These things have mushroomed since last weekend. Pro-democracy demonstrators, 180,000 strong or more, about 30,000 anti-government protesters were outside of a couple of universities, outside of the main one that had 190,000 protesters. This is a day of rage there, and as you know, there have been people that have been trying to line something like this up in Saudi Arabia. All these areas, very, very interesting how after all these years with little information, people want to change their reality. Maybe in the end, not a bad item for us to consider. Again, I keep talking about how we could do the same thing. We could do worse here in our country. Lessons to be learned, anyway. Finalizing this Libyan discussion from CNN, John King and Fareed Zakaria, two of the hosts on that network, talked about the international impact of what's going on in Libya.
The administration now getting more and more criticism for what I'll call the hawks in the Congress. Are the hawks right, or is the administration right to be cautious?
I think the administration is right now. The president has said all options are on the table. They're not ruling anything out. But look, a military intervention in another Muslim Arab country, this would be the third Muslim country we would intervene in 10 years, is a big deal. We should be thinking about it. We should be cautious. It would hand a weapon over to Gaddafi, which is he would be able to say he was resisting Western imperialism, American aggression. I think that the president has to do something because he has drawn a line in the sand and he has to keep mounting the pressure on Gaddafi. But there are other ways to do it. We could fund covertly the opposition, the rebels. We could arm them. We could provide all kinds of logistical support to them. We could try and get the neighbors to get more involved. We could get the Arab League to maybe start a process where they request a no-fly zone. And in that context, perhaps the no-fly zone becomes more viable. The crucial thing, I think, to understand is Gaddafi still does have something of an army, a paramilitary force, lots of weaponry at his disposal. Even if you put the no-fly zone in place, the balance of power is against the rebels. And so we will have to do lots of other things to try and keep pressing on Gaddafi to make him understand, make the people around him understand that the end of this drama is preordained. It's just a question of how long they want to take. But Gaddafi cannot stay in power forever. He's going to have to find some exit strategy for himself.
And when people debate the no-fly zone, many draw the Bosnia comparison. Now, Libya is not on the scale of the genocide that we had in the Balkans. But it took some time, you remember, for the world community, and especially for the President of the United States, to reach the stage where so many images of the violence, so many images of horrible, horrific bloodshed, the world finally acted. Is there a comparison, or is that unfair?
Look, there are some similarities to be sure, but this is an Arab country, this is a Middle Eastern country, the whole region. The other governments have made it clear that they would not welcome American military intervention. Other African countries have made it clear they would not welcome American military intervention. This was not the case in Europe, which was a more complicated one, where some Europeans didn't want the United States in, but others very enthusiastically did. I think that each of these cases have to be taken on their merits, and certainly the no-fly zone should be an option. I simply think that the United States has many tools at its disposal, and the president is wise at this point to say we're not going to rush into. What is the lesson of the last 10 years, John, in terms of Afghanistan and Iraq? It's easy to start a military intervention. These things take on a life of their own. You're then in the thick of a very complex fight. The enemy has a vote and can alter whatever your plans are, that these things are going to be clean and surgical and you're going to go in and out. And you take on enormous responsibilities for the country that you are militarily intervening in. What Colin Powell said about Iraq is worth remembering. You break it, you buy it.
Yeah, and for those of you who don't know, the cost between the war beginning in Afghanistan and Iraq, from that point to this, you, the American taxpayer, has paid $800 billion in Iraq and Afghanistan to either sort out, straighten out, or mess up what's going on in those countries. $800 billion of your hard-earned cash, and what do we have to show for it? So do we get involved in yet another problem? Interesting to see when you look at the pictures of what's going on from various media in the world. You always see pictures of men running away from the violence in Libya, trying to get on buses at the border, trying to take cabs out of the various cities to get across the border into Tunisia or wherever the upset is. Never see any women, do you? Do you see any women in any of these pictures? Pretty interesting as we study what's going on in the Middle East. The revolts shaking this area are about a lot of things, but the most potent is a yearning for respect after decades of repression, promises betrayed by guys like Gaddafi and Mubarak and their ilk. And it will continue. 800-510-8255. Up next in our focus, what's going on at Gitmo, Guantanamo, and your calls at 800-510-8255 at 16 before the hour.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish, 2 for the price of 1.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop
in the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Member Michelle Bowman on the Sam's Club E-Values Savings Celebration.
E-Values lets me sample extra savings on top of the values I already get at Sam's Club.
March 9th through 13th, try E-Values, the money-saving benefit plus members enjoy all year, like $150 off select HP notebooks, $50 off select Serta mattresses,
even $1 off fresh strawberries,
and much more. Not a member? Join now and sample E-Values. Sam's Club. Savings made simple. Supplies are limited and may not be available in all clubs. One item per membership, no rain checks.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you now watch instantly with Netflix?
Oh, unlimited TV episodes?
Correct.
Oh, I don't...
Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
April.
Yeah?
So you know your charger that's plugged into the wall? It's still using energy, even though it's not attached to a phone.
That's not my charger. I don't even have a cell phone. You know what? I'll just unplug it.
I'm busy. I'll call you back.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Sky bikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spiced. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of what's going on. All you need to know in the world of talk radio, talk television, left, right, is that part of what goes in. Pretty much everything becomes left and right, doesn't it? The president has decided to resume trials at Guantanamo Bay. You may or may not have heard that. Here with some more on at CNN, Elliot Spitzer, Will Cain, E.D. Hill, and Jeff Toobin talk about the president's decision.
We're looking at the third term of George W. Bush. President Obama announced that once again, military commissions at Guantanamo Bay will be used to prosecute alleged terrorists. So not only is he not shutting it down, but Gitmo is about to resume business as usual. Joining us to talk about this, senior legal analyst Jeff Toobin, our legal maven here at CNN. All right, Jeff. Maybe can we justify this? Did he have any other options?
Well, I think you're being a little too tough on the president because he promised that Guantanamo would be closed by the end of the Obama administration. And that's true. Unfortunately, it's the Sasha Obama administration that this is going to be. I mean, look, this has been a fiasco from the day one when he made this rash promise to close Guantanamo. I think the compromise. Well, I guess well-meaning. I mean, it's only well-meaning if you follow through. But there are three categories of prisoners. There are some that will be tried in American criminal courts. There will some that will be tried in military commissions. And this third category, which is really the toughest of all, which is they'll be held, but there's not enough evidence to try them. And so they'll have these sort of temporary trial-like proceedings, but basically keep them forever.
This is like the Miss America thing. They all want world peace. The president came in, like a lot of presidents I'm sure would do, and said, it would be lovely to close this, but the reality is the common sense. They didn't really have an option, yet he went ahead with this, saying, I'm going to do this, and now they're having to eat their words.
Well, wait. It's more than that, because he said this is a rallying cry for terrorist recruitment, that it's harmful to national security, and it's a damaging symbol for the United States and the world. I'm just not being too hard on the president, really, is he, Jeffrey?
No, he's not. I was joking. I mean, I think this has been terribly mismanaged by the Obama administration. They made this announcement that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was going to be tried in Lower Manhattan without clearing it with Mike Bloomberg, the mayor, with Ray Kelly, the police commissioner. They came out against it. Chuck Schumer, who's as loyal a supporter as the president have, rejected the idea of a trial in Lower Manhattan out of hands. So they were politically and legally hamstrung.
But let me take his defense. But when I say it was a well-meaning promise, he then encountered unbelievable local political opposition, even to the very notion of taking terrorists and keeping them in the highest, most secure federal detention centers anywhere in the domestic United States. Nobody wanted them anywhere here in the country, as though somehow their mere presence would make that prison a site of potential terrorist activity. Look, we've got mass murderers. We've got genocidal people in these prisons. That's what prisons are for. So I think the president, now, he failed to overcome that opposition, did not even articulate a persuasive argument against it. He ran up against domestic political opposition that really lost sight of what was at stake here.
It's all politics, all politics. The president seems to be suddenly following in President Bush's footsteps back to the observation that I made probably a year or more ago. This president, if George Bush was the worst president in the history of the country to a point, this guy's besting him. Your calls on Gitmo, 800-510-8255. You happy the president has come around? We'll find out in a few moments here on The Countdown.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig for today's modern smoker.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And we continue with your calls now at 800-510-8255. The greatest way to get the, I guess my father used to call it, fingers on the pulse, is to listen to you and what you're saying. So we'll start with Scott, who's listening on one of our Texas affiliates to the Countdown.
First of all, these aren't criminals. These are terrorists. And I believe the Bamster's fantasy world ran head-on into the world of reality. It was always a stupid idea to give these animals the same rights that an American citizen or an ordinary criminal has. So he's finally awakened to the world of reality on this subject.
All right, so the people who didn't like the president, now they like him because of him changing his position, sort of the then and now on Gitmo. John in Maryland, listening to 1580, the Big Talker, your thoughts on this?
It's unbelievable. I can't believe the stupidity I'm hearing. The only thing that separates us from the rest of the world is our system of justice. Without that, we are nothing in this country. We call ourselves a country that wants democracy and want to spread democracy, where the foundation of democracy is fair justice under law. You are innocent until proven guilty, no matter where you are, what you are charged with, we are going back to the 17th, 16th century, where England and France and Spain would lock you up. Rome did the same thing. Greece did the same thing. Lock you up, give you a bogus trial where there's not fair justice in that, because the state brings it against you, then you are guilty based upon the state, not according to the evidence, and then throw the key away and say, oh, we perform justice. I don't understand how the American people can look at this and say we are supposed to be a nation of laws. This is a travesty, and if I was a Muslim or Arab, I wouldn't trust nothing that Hillary Clinton say, Bill Clinton, the secretary, none of them. Because of how, without justice, we are nothing. That's what gives us the light on the hill, our system of justice. I don't understand why people can't understand that.
The reason they can't understand it, sir, is because we're not teaching these sorts of things in school anymore. That's one of the problems, anyway. 800-510-8255. Luther, listening in Florida with thoughts on people and the Obama administration and Gitmo, et cetera. Have at it, sir.
Well, basically, I'm looking at Donald Bay. I mean, you got a new president, young president, trying to do the right thing. There's going to be times he's going to say things he's going to do because he doesn't know all the facts. So I think once he knows the facts, he's got to make a decision. Sometimes you have to do a turnaround in order to correct something. If it's a problem that you had thought you could just solve overnight. You got a new president and a young guy. He's trying to turn the country around. And he should have an opportunity. He's going to make some mistakes, but he didn't walk into a palace. He walked into a disaster in this country, and he's trying to straighten it out. I think as an American, whether you're a Democrat, Republican, liberal, give him a chance to get the job done. You know, I'm saying he didn't walk into everything was straight. He walked into the stock market crash and unemployment. Everything he walked into was a disaster. So it's going to take time for him to get the country back together. But I think, out of fairness, you should get any president goes into a situation like that, whether he's Democrat, Republican, whatever, an opportunity to clean things up and not knock the hell out of them. I just think that, sad as Americans, we should support whether he's Democrat, Republican. If the people vote for him, give him a chance.
Sir, this is 2011. How much he got elected? The campaign started in 2008. Went into office. Hello, he's been there long enough, hasn't he, to figure a few things out, don't you think? Bruce in Nevada, please go ahead. Your focus is Guantanamo Bay and the president.
I believe that anybody ever, no matter what the crime, deserves a fair trial. There's no reason why they should ever, second guess on how fast this process should go. You take it when you have the facts and the figures for the trial, and you have a fair trial for the person. It shouldn't matter to the American public what the crime was. We have domestic terrorists all the time. They go through a fair trial. What bothers me is everybody trying to push for a trial but come too fast. The American public should not be enraged because, you know, I understand we've been, these terrorists have been in the judicial system for a long time, you know, we're trying to cut down on our budgets and stuff. But in all reality, we need to make sure these are big allegations on these guys. We need to make sure that every fact and figure is right. I don't want somebody just saying that they did this and they did that, and then for the trial to go down and then go down without us actually looking all the facts.
One of my favorite facts involved in this is how many people have come out of these things and they weren't really guilty as charged. They weren't even involved as charged. Kind of reminds me of the death penalty and how many people have been put to death and they weren't guilty. All right, food for thought. Countdown over, 59 past the hour.